Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker today with a couple of featured performers with the upcoming Red Mask Players production of Arsenic and Old Lace. That is coming up January 23rd through 25th, January 30th through the 1st, and February 6th through the 7th at the Catherine Randolph Theater in downtown Danville. I've got Peyton York, who plays Mortimer Brewster, and Sheila Johnson, who plays Martha Brewster, here with me today. And Peyton, Sheila, thanks for joining us here on the WITY Profile to talk about this performance coming up.
Thanks for having us. So Arsenic and Old Lace is a witty, dark comedy from 1939, and then it's probably better known for the film that came out a few years later with Cary Grant.
Yeah.
And it is about Mortimer Brewster, who is a bit of a snooty theater critic who hates the theater, and he's recently got engaged, and on the night of his engagement announcement to his aunts, finds they have an interesting secret.
Okay. Without spilling the beans, what is that secret? Like, is it, I mean, what, take us through kind of that process there within the play. For somebody that hasn't seen it, and I'm in that crowd, what's the hook to get people in? Is it the mystery side of it? Is it the drama? Is it the comedy? Is it a little
bit
of everything?
It's not so much the mystery.
Yeah, it's
comedy driven.
Sure.
Very comedic.
We find that Mortimer's two aunts have been
peculiar.
Peculiar.
We are very sweet little old ladies who provide a very unique charity towards lonely old men.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down there. So take us behind the scenes here. What's been kind of the setup with this? You guys have been working on this for a little while now. We're on the cusp of opening night.
Yes.
And there's, I think with every production, there's an unfolding of camaraderie between the actors and actresses and the crew. And you also want to make sure that you're putting your spin on it that is significant to your production as opposed to other folks putting out Arsenic. I mean, there's lots of production companies that have done this over the years. So is there something that we should be looking for that's going to be the Red Mask 2026 stamp on this production that you guys are kind of trying to finalize? Or is it just you don't reinvent the wheel, you just go after it and put your best spin in there and hope for the best?
I don't know if I'd say go like intentionally out of your way to reinvent the wheel, but I think we have a really fantastic cast who are just naturally bringing their own take on the characters. I think it's a very fun, high-energy version of the show.
Good. Your personal preparation for this, what's that been like?
Just getting back into it and remembering how I used to do this has been interesting.
you say how you used to do this. You've had a little bit of a layoff.
It's been almost 20 years since I was on stage.
Yeah. Wow, incredible. So getting back up on stage, there's a little bit of maybe some trepidation that you have to overcome in trying to get your mentality focused on that task at hand too. So has that been easy for you? Or
a little bit. Okay. I realized I had less responsibilities when I was younger, and now it's just, I go, how did I do this with my younger self? And now I'm like, well, things were different compared to now, so but I'm getting the hang of it.
Good.
And it's been fun. So
how about for you, Peyton?
Well, I haven't had much of a break in theater. I've been doing local shows for about the last 3 years. So when I got this role, I was very familiar with the movie because it's one of my dad's favorites.
Okay.
So I knew the roles famously played by Cary Grant in the film. So I did watch quite a few of his films early on. I watched like Bringing Up Baby, Philadelphia Story, His Girl Friday. So I had that in mind, but then, you know, I kind of had the realization like you can't really just recreate a Cary Grant performance.
Yeah.
So I kind of tried to not put myself in the mindset of overthinking of copying a performance and bring a little bit more of my own. And it's definitely one of the most fun roles I've played. It's very comedic. It's very timing-based. So it's just been a lot of fun. I don't know if I had more preparation than that.
But. there you go. Tell us about the crew that you've been able to work with, both on stage and behind the scenes. What's that been like? Good group to work with? Do you have maybe some creative differences that you have to work through as well?
I'd say I really love this cast. Yeah. I think we've had a great time. I think Sheila and Sarah, who plays my other aunt, really feel like my aunts over the last couple months. Yeah, they've all been a joy to work with. Lisa, the director, I've worked with her before. We just did August Osage County together over the summer. Mm-hmm. That was such a wonderful show. I had a great time with that. Yeah, I have nothing but positive things to say about everyone involved.
Very good. Very good. It's directed by Lisa Lovelace. And it's coming up January 23rd through the 25th, January 30th through February 1st, and February 6th through the 7th. So three weekends.
Eight chances to see the show.
Yep.
There is kind of a whole series of things that have to go into play for you to perform that many times, I would imagine. You really have to know your lines and improvise. And so let's say things fall apart the first time, you have time to kind of play that out in your head and get that back and get it rolling. Talk about like show times, what people can expect there at Catherine Randolph Theater. Obviously, they have a concession stand, so folks can get that. But let's give some further information for folks that they can make plans with.
All right, the show will be at 7 p.m. on the Fridays and Saturdays, and then the two Sundays are going to be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It's about a two-hour show when there's one intermission.
Matinee performance, and of course, for folks that hit that concession stand, that the intermission is always key. So, and then as far as tickets, for folks that don't get their tickets online, do you have tickets available the day of?
Yeah, you can buy them at the door.
Okay, so, but just remember, you may have limited seating if you wait, so it's better to get those tickets ahead of time. For folks that want to get tickets for this event, how do they reach out? What type of ticket information do you guys have?
You can get tickets on redmassplayers.com, and you can find links on our Facebook page. So tickets for adults are $22. Mm-hmm. For seniors, it's $20. And for students, it's $10.
And, of course, very intimate setting. Anybody that's been to the Catherine Randolph Theater knows it's very nice, kind of intimate. It feels like everybody's just kind of packed in and is part of the performance as well.
Yeah. We got new seating. New chairs came in over the summer for August, Osage County.
Yeah, and then, of course, that's another reason to reach out and to come see this, because there is that restoration aspect of that we're looking at here with the Catherine Randolph Theater to keep it alive. And it's just such a the mystique of the theater. It can't be described in words a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You just have to go and check it out, and just a great venue. We want to definitely keep that going. So what's next? I mean, I know I don't want to necessarily jump the gun here, but you've got the eight performances coming up for folks that can come and check that out. Are you have thoughts on what you're doing beyond Arsenic and Old Lace, or are you just right now just focusing on just making this work out?
It's definitely the focus. I think I might need a little bit of a break after this one.
Sure.
They do have Radium Girls coming up, which is a great story. They just had auditions for that, and they're going to have their first performances in March. The gap was a little too short for me from finishing this to that.
Yeah.
So I might might wait until the summer fall.
And is it taking a bigger role and then maybe taking smaller roles to kind of ease your way back up the scale here? Is that kind of your approach?
Yeah, it's kind of just worked out like that for me. I mean, you don't have much of a say in what role you get other than trying your best at an audition. But the show I was in back in March, I was also technically a lead. That was an ensemble show. That was the book club place. There were technically five leads.
Yeah.
But after that, it was nice in August to only have a character who didn't come in until Act Two. So I think having it oscillate between larger roles and those smaller ones is definitely an easier way to go about it.
Sure. How about you, Sheila? I know you're getting back into this, but whenever maybe you were a little more consistent on stage, was that kind of how you did things, or was it just you just had certain roles to speak out to you and you're like, hey, I'm just going to go for it?
It was just kind of whatever appealed to me.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. And there again, it's just about lining the right thing up. So it is coming up to the Catherine Randolph Theater January 23rd through the 25th, January 30th through February 1st, and February 6th and 7th. Arsenic and Old Lace. Get your tickets today. Big thanks to Peyton York, Mortimer Brewster in Arsenic and Old Lace, Sheila Johnson, who plays Martha Brewster, for spending some time with us today. All the best to you. I think in the business I say break a leg, but in 2026, we don't take things too literally. Try not to. All the best to you, and we'll hopefully see you out there.
Yo, thank you.
Yes,
looking forward to seeing you.
This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.